Bibles to Hebrews chapter 12. Hebrews chapter 12. Today's a great day. I'm so excited to have my brothers and sisters from the Path with us today. Mike and company are going to be bringing us a message of encouragement. There's going to be, I think, five of them up on stage here at any given time. But it's great to have you here. It's even better to be your friend and your brother in Christ. Yeah, the Christian life is described in many ways in the scriptures. Just so you know, I did take a COVID test before I came to church, and it is negative. I wouldn't have been here, not tested or whatever. So if I sound terrible, I'm taking precautions, and I'm good. You're good, too, but I am going to wear a mask. The Christian race is compared to a lot of things in scriptures. There's a lot of ways that God tries to communicate and really prepare us for what life's going to be like as a disciple of Jesus. And it's compared to a wrestling match, a boxing match, a war, and here in Hebrews, a race. It's interesting, the Greek word translated race is agonos. What's that sound? Or agono. What's that sound like? Agony. This is not one of those jogging exercises where you sort of run at the pace you feel comfortable with. And no, it's a push. There's agony involved. And you can relate to that, can't you? You can relate to times in your Christian life where you go, I don't know if I can put one foot in front of the next. I don't have anything more to give. We've all been there, right? And I think that, you know, sometimes for me, I relate more to the boxing match or the wrestling match or the war, but right now I feel like it's the race. It's that long distance race where you got to keep up the pace. You just got to keep going somehow. And the scripture tells us how. It says in Hebrews chapter 12, beginning of verse 2, let us fix our eyes on Jesus. Let us. There's a kind of a speaking of the Holy Spirit here. Let's come together as a body of believers. Let us fix our eyes on Jesus. Amen. And that word fix, the translated fix there, basically is saying, take your eyes off of this and focus on this. At communion, it's our time to stop focusing on all of this and just focus on this. Fix your eyes on Jesus, the author and the perfecter of our faith. Amen. He's the one that authored your faith. He's the one that first reached out to you in faith. And he's the one that will stick with you until your faith is perfected. Amen. He is the author and the perfecter. He's with you. And so there's good reasons to fix your eyes on him. But here's what it goes on to say. It says, fix your eyes on him who for the joy set before him endured the cross. We need that perspective as Christians when we're running a race. We have to know what's ahead, don't we? We have to know the joy that will be ours in Christ one day, so that we can, like Jesus, endure. But more than that, it says Jesus endured the cross and he scorned its shame. Isn't that kind of an interesting concept? The cross had a ton of shame associated with it. It was a shameful way for people to die. It was intended to produce not only suffering, but shame. And Jesus scorned its shame. He's like, I don't buy it. I'm not going to succumb to the scorn, the shame. In fact, I'm going to rise above it. I'm going to make the shame look horrible. I'm going to turn the shame on you. You who are trying to put me to death. What a glorious way to go. And you can think about why it would be good to fix your eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy set before him endured the cross and scorned its shame. And then what happened afterwards? He's enthroned with God in glory. Amen. Where's Diane Averett? sent me a great article on the enthronement based on Ephesians. I read Ephesians just thinking about the whole idea of enthronement of Christ, how he is now seated on the throne of God, sitting at his right hand, interceding for us. Fix your eyes on that Jesus. I'm going to ask you, take your eyes off everything else right now. Fix your eyes on Jesus. On Wednesday night, the men got together, and our small group, we broke into a bunch of small groups, but our small group, we asked the brothers, focus on Jesus, focus on the cross, fix your eyes on him coming into midweek. And my group was just amazing because the guys had done it. You know, it was like, and it's just so transformative. Well, the song we just sung talks about this transformation. Nearer, still nearer. The first stanza of that song starts out and says, God, draw me to you. I want to be near you. I want to be under your protective wing. And then there's this realization, the more the author thought about drawing near to God, he's like, wait a second. I have nothing to bring you. I have nothing to offer you. In fact, all I have is my sin. I'm coming in my sin. What's God say? Don't fix your eyes on your sin right now. That just produces guilt. Fix your eyes on Jesus, who for the joy before him endured the cross for our sins. So don't fix your eyes on your sin. Fix your eyes on him. But then the third verse, he comes to a realization, and this is what happens when you fix your eyes on Jesus. He goes, bring me to you. I'm nothing but a wretched sinner. And then that third very important verse, he's like, sin with its follies, I gladly resign. You can only do that, not because somebody's pressure's on you, their foot's on you. Guilt doesn't produce sin with its follies, I gladly resign. All that produces that is a great fixing of your eyes on Jesus. And so the final verse, he says this, I'm with you for life. Until my anchor set safely in glory, I'm with you. That's the transformation that fixing your eyes on Jesus during this time of communion can produce. Let's pray. God, I'm thankful for this time together with my brothers and sisters. I pray that you will let us together fix our eyes on Jesus at this time, full of appreciation and not guilt. He scorned the shame of the cross. Help us not to bring back the shame upon ourselves. Help us, God, to realize that you take us in our sinful selves, that you take us as we are. Father, that's what leads us wanting to gladly resign our sinful ways. I pray, Father, that as we take the time to pass the bread and pass the fruit of the vine, that we will think of all that we have in Christ. We'll fix our eyes on him and nothing else. I pray in Christ's name, amen.